Today's reading is from Colossians chapter 4, beginning at verse 2. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone.
Good morning. Let's pray together. Gracious and eternal God, thank you again for your word of truth and life to us. And as we come to reflect on it more closely, we ask for the help of your Holy Spirit. Help us to hear what you are saying to each of us individually and corporately together as a church family. And let us respond appropriately. In Jesus' name, amen. So as Brian has already said, as a Methodist church in Ireland, during the season of Easter to Pentecost, we are engaged in 50 days of prayer. And the purpose of this is to come to the Lord, to seek God's vision, and to invite the Holy Spirit to awaken us for the challenge of our church's mission statement, which is living wholeheartedly as followers of Jesus for the transformation of the world. And that is on your prayer card. So you will see on one side of the prayer card the daily prayer. It was on the PowerPoint early on as well. And on the reverse of that, we have the mission statement and some extra prayer points as well. So can I encourage you, during the 50 days of that we're praying, engage each day in prayer. But beyond that as well, use these cards and do pass them on to other people. There are plenty there for everybody. We're not just praying individually. We're praying corporately together. As Brian mentioned yesterday, the prayer room that was set up in Glenburn, which was wonderfully put together and organized and very, very helpful. We also, as Brian has said, we have our prayer walk that will be done in each local Methodist church in East Belfast. So all nine churches will be doing it, but at the same time. So from 10 o'clock until 12 o'clock, or however long you can give within that, we will meet down here on that Saturday, the 14th of May, and we will walk around the area, walk around the neighborhood, and there will be prayer points to engage with in prayer as you pray, as you walk. And then there will be a prayer service at the end of May, the 29th, in East Belfast Mission on that Sunday evening. And so those are times when we engage together. But can I encourage you to engage individually in this season, this 50 days of prayer? So as we think about prayer, I want us to then focus our minds for these few minutes on Paul's word to the Colossian church. Those lovely words. And remember, when Paul wrote these words, he was writing from a prison cell. It wasn't easy circumstances for him. But he says, devote yourselves to prayer. Devote yourselves to prayer. Sometimes we can be kind of casual, I guess, about our prayer life. Sometimes people treat praying to God as something like bringing a wish list to a fairy godmother, in that maybe God is there just simply as a safety net when we need God for something that we have in our lives. In these verses that Eleanor read for us, just verses 2 to 6, in Colossians 4, there are two imperatives that Paul gives. The first one is devote yourselves to prayer. This is what we are to do as God's people. As God's people, we are to live in that rhythm of enjoying God's presence, how we commune with God in prayer. Prayer is much more than simply intercessory, where we pray for the needs of others, though that is obviously important. But it's about being in God's presence, spending time with our Father. There's a story of a group of businessmen who were flying in an aeroplane, and there was a problem with the aircraft, and it suddenly went into a nosedive, and people started to panic, and the oxygen masks fell from the ceiling, and one guy says to the guy sitting next to him, "Jerry, please, you used to go to church and Sunday school a long time ago. Would you pray for us?" And he says, but it was 20 years ago that I used to go to Sunday school. I don't care, he says, just pray, we're going to die. So Jerry says, "Lord God, you know I haven't prayed to you for 20 years, but if you get us out of this mess, I promise I won't bother you for another 20 years. Now you and I know that's just not how prayer works. Rather than being bothered, the Lord wants us to spend time with him. He longs for us to be in his presence, to enjoy his grace and his love. And of course, being devoted to prayer doesn't simply mean that we're constantly on our knees in prayer. That's simply unrealistic. That's not how life works, is it? But it does mean to be in a prayerful relationship with our Father in every aspect of our lives. So we learn those rhythms of being in God's presence whilst not neglecting those times when we set aside to be still, to be mindful and deliberate about our prayer time. It's not an either-or situation, is it? It's both and. And sometimes, for some people, it can be hard to pray. If that resonates with you this morning, then please don't feel guilty. Perhaps read some prayers maybe written in the Bible, or read some prayers written by others. And as we are devoted in prayer, Paul continues to inform the Colossian church as to the manner and mission of this praying. First of all, in terms of the manner of praying, Paul says to pray with an alert mind. This means to be aware of the spiritual battle that we are in as God's people. Because Satan will do all that he can to distract God's people from praying. He'll even make us too busy. Because if you're too busy to pray, you're too busy. There is such a thing as being too busy in God's service. So pray with, yes, an alert mind. Also pray, he says, with a thankful heart. Because we know that so often we're guilty of taking so much for granted, aren't we? And so we pray with a healthy perspective of gratitude. And then Paul continues in these verses to tell us about the purpose of praying. And that is to further the mission of God. And for us in these 50 days of prayer, that really echoes with us. Because Paul asks for the prayers of God's people so that even though he's in prison currently, that opportunities would arise for him to proclaim the message of Christ. And he goes on and says, and having those opportunities, he asks for prayers from God's people that he would articulate the good news of Jesus clearly. Sixty years ago, the world-famous violinist Fritz Kreisler died. He earned a fortune with his concerts and compositions, but he generously gave most of his money away. So when he discovered an exquisite violin on one of his trips, he wasn't able to buy it. Later, having raised enough money to meet the asking price, he returned to the seller, hoping to purchase this beautiful instrument. But to his great dismay, he'd already sold it to a collector. Well, Chrysler made his way to the new owner's home and offered to buy this violin. Well, the collector said it had become his prized possession and there was no way that he would sell it. Well, this left Chrysler really disappointed. But before he left, he said, "Could I play this instrument once more before it is consigned to silence, living only in a box?" Well, permission was granted by the new owner, and the great virtuoso filled the room with such heart-moving music that the collector's emotions were deeply stirred. "I have no right to keep that to myself," he exclaimed. "It's yours, Mr. Chrysler. Take it to the world and let the people hear it." We must preach the gospel in both our actions and through our words. The message of Jesus is so wonderful and life-transforming that we have no right to keep it to ourselves. And in this season of Easter especially, we're reminded of the wonderful news that Christ is alive, that God is in the process of making all things new. I know that many people have those in their circle of family and friends who aren't yet followers of Jesus and who pray regularly and faithfully for them. Paul gives some great advice to the church when it comes to sharing the good news of Jesus. And I love this. Essentially, his advice as a follower of Jesus, when you're sharing the gospel of Jesus with others, he says, and these are my words and I'm paraphrasing, "Don't be obnoxious." Listen again to these verses 5 and 6. "Live wisely among those who are not believers and make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be gracious and attractive so that you will have the right response for everyone." This is the second of the two imperatives that Paul gives in these verses. You know as well as I do, there are some Christians who will know their Bible from cover to cover and are very well-meaning in terms of wanting to encourage more people to come to a saving faith in Jesus, but inadvertently and unwittingly are obstructions to the message because they're obnoxious, they're annoying, they don't listen, they're not respectful. If we're not courteous, generous, and respectful in our conversations about Christ, we certainly can't expect others to be the same towards us. In our culture, I believe that many people are driven by the desire to be right. It's been said about certain individuals that if they were the only person in a room, they'd still get into an argument. But I believe the driving force of Christ's ministry was one of love. Love for God, love for people. May the Lord help us to always show love and grace when we share and show our faith with others. So when Paul told the Colossian church to be devoted to prayer, he was clear about the manner in which we should pray and the mission of God which lay behind it. As a connection, we're picking up the theme of wholeheartedness. which echoes with these words from Colossians, devote yourselves to prayer. Be wholehearted in prayer. So in these 50 days of prayer, may we seek God's face so that we might gain a renewed vision locally and connectionally what the Lord is saying to his people. And all so that we will be living wholeheartedly as followers of Jesus for the transformation of the world. Amen.